So as well as continuing our monitoring activities, we're also doing a lot of outreach with the communities that are at the grassroots level. We will also be convening a board meeting this week on the 27th of September. So following the workshop, we will convene a board meeting. Now, the CTSAM board, as per the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan, is going to be restructured. And what this means really is the warring parties who have now subscribed to the revitalized agreement are going to be sitting on our board. We also have additional board members joining us to represent women's groups. So previously our board featured the South Sudan Women's Bloc, but now we're also going to have representation from the South Sudan Women's Coalition. We also have an additional youth representative is going to be joining the board, and an additional civil society representative. So as well as additional warring party representatives, we also have those non-political stakeholders are going to be further represented on the new board. So that's also another activity that we're very focused on this week.
You did mention about the ceasefire violation in the Yei areas. Do you mind telling our listeners what are the other areas in South Sudan that ceasefire violations might have been reported?
So we do continue to get lots of information through many different sources. A lot of the information allegations we receive come from the warring parties themselves, but we also engage with civilians and other interest groups and civil society to gather information about alleged breaches of the ceasefire. And we do have many ongoing investigations. But as I said previously, the investigations are ongoing, and it would be inappropriate and irresponsible to comment any further, because we must allow our investigators and our experts the time and the space to gather that information and come back with conclusive evidence before we are ready to say whether or not a violation has taken place. And that's a very serious thing for the CTSAM to say a violation has taken place. So we must go through all our procedures, the investigators on the ground employ very thorough methods to come up with conclusive evidence for the CTSAM to say whether a violation has taken place or not.
Maybe our listeners would like to know the president is in Khartoum, and the opposition group with the government are expected to meet during this celebration moment. Is there anything you would like to tell our listeners about this development?
Well, I can't comment myself on the celebrations that have been ongoing, because CTSAM is not so much involved in that. But I would say to your listeners, you know, that we are encouraged by the developments we are seeing. We now have a permanent ceasefire framework in front of us, and this is very important. This is significant. Up until the signing of the agreement, we were operating on what you could call a temporary ceasefire. So you have a basic commitment to the ceasefire. But the permanent ceasefire framework, this gives us our roadmap for the transitional period, and this tells us how the parties plan on maintaining peace and making that peace sustainable. So ensuring the warring parties don't return to a state of war. And the permanent ceasefire framework, that details things like cantonment and the unification of forces. And these things are very important to ensuring that the parties do not return to conflict.
What would be your final message to our listeners who are listening to you right now?
I just want to say that the CTSAM operates in an impartial, neutral manner to investigate violations of the ceasefire. We're here to monitor the parties' commitment to the agreements that we have signed, and we're a very important part of restoring peace and stability to South Sudan.